transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
This morning's gospel, my brothers and sisters, reminds me of the important lesson that St. Basil the Great gives to us in a very important book, we'll call it, that St. Basil wrote on the Holy Spirit, it's called. And this book was an answer to a question about the Holy Spirit. And St. Basil, in his beginning chapter of this book, it's really only about 50 pages. It's not, I mean, we call it a book, but it's not very long. In this opening paragraph, St. Basil explains that he's going to answer the question that was posed about the Holy Spirit, but he warned us as Christians that there are people who ask questions just so they can argue. There are people who ask questions, they're not interested in the answer. They're not interested in changing their lives. They simply ask questions so they can fight. And this morning's gospel is one of those opportunities. Even St. Luke begins his story, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him. In other words, the Greek says pirazon, bothering him, trying to catch him in some kind of lie or some kind of shenanigans. He poses this question, but as the gospel shows, he already knew the answer. What must I do to have eternal life? And Christ, of course, being God, knew the intention of the attorney, knew what the lawyer wanted to do, knew that he was just trying to create an argument. He says, "What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?" So he puts it back on the lawyer. And the lawyer answers perfectly. You should love the Lord your God with all your mind, with all your heart, with all your strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The beautiful commandment of love. If we want to know how to have eternal life, the answer is we must love. And Christ says, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." Do you want to live? And I don't mean on the earth. I mean for all eternity with God. If we want to live with God, my brothers and sisters, we have to learn how to love. We have to learn how to love God. We have to learn how to love our neighbor. And so the lawyer, further trying just to create a situation, trying to trick God again. "And who is my neighbor?" And Christ gives us the story of the Good Samaritan. In the story of the Good Samaritan, we have three options of the kind of person that we can be. The priest sees the man lying half dead on the side of the street, and what does he do? He crosses over and walks on the other side, so he's not even bothered by him. And so the Levite. But it says the Samaritan, who was a total stranger, unknown to this man, not even of his same tribe, this different kind of people. He went up to him and comforted him. And we can say he co-suffered with him. Because he took this man and, after soothing his wounds, put him on his own animal and brought him to the inn, sacrificing his own comfort, sacrificing his own time, and sacrificing his own money. He brings him to the inn, he puts him up, and the next morning he says to the innkeeper, "Whatever you spend, when I come back, I'm going to give it back to you. Don't worry." That is love. Our willingness not to cross the street. Our willingness that when we encounter people who are suffering, to comfort them, to treat them as they are one of us, to sacrifice our own comfort for their sake. That's love. We could easily say that mothers know that kind of love, sacrificing comfort. How many mothers have spent all night long with the toothpicks in our eyes because their child is sick or their child needs something? That's love. Sacrificing your own comfort for your children. That comes naturally to us, we hope. But Christ takes it one step further. And the Samaritan sacrificed his comfort for a total stranger, a man who was not even of his own tribe. For those of us who are Greek, that means non-Greeks, non-family members, willing to sacrifice our comfort and willing to sacrifice our time. The other two walked right by as if he wasn't there. They couldn't be bothered by him. It was the Samaritan, the total stranger, the foreigner, who stopped in his tracks. We presume he was on his way to someplace important. The other two were. But he sacrificed his time to spend with this man an entire night. He didn't leave him until the next morning. And then, and then he sacrificed his own money. He offered his money to take care of this total stranger, this foreigner. So Christ, going back to the lawyer, he says, "All right, Mr. Wise Guy, thinking you're going to trick me into something, you tell me, who acted like a neighbor here?" And the lawyer must have realized he had been caught in the act. And he says, "He who showed mercy on him." And Christ gives us the final challenge. Go and do likewise. Go and love like the Samaritan loved. Go and offer your time like the Samaritan offered his time. Go and offer yourselves as the Samaritan offered himself to this man, and we will live. We will live with God. We will have eternal life, and we will have the blessings of the kingdom. How beautiful that this morning we are beginning our nativity fast. Today, we begin the fast in preparation for Christmas. How beautiful that a story in the gospel is challenging us to sacrifice our own comforts. And now we get to fast and learn how to sacrifice our own comforts. I talk about this all the time when we begin fasting, right? My favorite food, Stavro, what is it? Cheeseburger, that's right. I had one last night. But I'm willing to sacrifice my own comfort during Lent. It's just a cheeseburger. But when we fast, we learn how to love like the Samaritan loved. We learn how to offer ourselves. We learn how to sacrifice our own comforts. And St. John Chrysostom reminds us, when we fast, we learn how not to want. Once we learn how not to want, then we can be generous to others. Because it's no longer about ourselves, but about the other, about the total stranger, about the foreigner, someone who's not even a member of our own tribe. That's the great offer that God gives us today. To love like the Samaritan loves, and we will live forever in eternity with Him. Glory to God for all things.
As far as they could bear it.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.